Hey.
Hello, this is Larry. I was with Neighborhood House, and I was looking for Karen.
Yeah, this is she.
Yeah, you had spoke with Candace the other day about your house.
I have.
Yeah. Did I catch you at a bad time, or is this okay?
No, I'm fine. This is a good time.
Good. So Candace tells me you're looking to sell the house. I believe you're living in it, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, good. So let me see here what I can find out, because she already has. It's a brick house, a two-bedroom, a bath. That sound right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, good. I believe it's got a garage in the back.
Yes, it does.
Right.
One car.
Uh-huh. One car.
But
garage.
It's brick. Yeah.
Okay, good. It's got a patio in the back.
Yes, it's got a patio off the back porch. Off the back screen, the back entrance has a patio to it.
Uh-huh. It's in good shape. Let's see. You've got a leak in, I believe you got a, is it a leak in the roof?
No, there's a leak under the house, and he's supposed to come and fix it. We've had a death in our family, and we've got to take care of that today. But he's supposed to come and fix it today or tomorrow.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm sorry to hear about your loss.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, let's see here. Now, you're living there. Candace said you've been in and out of that house your whole life.
I have, since I was 16 months old.
Oh, you could call it home by now, huh?
Yeah, that's right. It has been home.
So what's going on that has you looking to sell it?
There's some difficulty in the neighborhood.
Okay. So you're just wanting to get out of the neighborhood?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me make a note of that. And I appreciate you being honest about that.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
So is there anything else about the house that needs to be done?
No.
Okay. Have you thought about how much you want for the house?
I know it's valued at $51,000.
And is that like what a realtor told you, or is that the tax value?
That's the tax value.
Unfortunately, tax value doesn't mean a whole lot. I've paid $50,000 for houses that had a tax value of $20,000 and vice versa, right?
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
So tax value is just what you pay taxes on, right?
Yes, sir.
What we have to really do is look and see what other similar houses have actually sold for.
Well, the neighborhood has gone down. It used to be quite a nice little neighborhood, and it has gone down. And there's a brand new junior elementary school that has just been built, and they're trying to put in a baseball field and a football field.
Okay.
Which is right across the street from here.
Well, that would be nice.
Yes, it would. I told somebody I just get a chair and sit on the front porch and watch the ball game. But
that's good. If you felt safe out there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So let's just look and see what some other houses have sold for.
Okay.
It looks like they're building some houses in behind you.
They have. They've built quite a few houses back behind us.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay.
There are duplexes.
Oh, they are?
Yes, sir.
Let's see. Here's one right down the street that sold.
Uh-huh.
Right on the corner.
Yeah, I know what that says.
It actually sold 2 weeks ago. It's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 1,008 square feet.
Uh-huh.
Oh, is this right? It's sold for $17,000.
Okay.
Now, here's one street over.
Mm-hmm.
For $20,000. It's also a 3-bedroom, 1-bath. 3-bedroom, 1-bath. It's sold for $20,000.
Yes, sir.
Here's one sold on, this is on Main Street. Now, it's a 2-bedroom. It's a 2-bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yours is a 2-bedroom, right?
Yes, it is.
Yours is a 2-bedroom, got 1,046 square feet, it looks like, from public records. This
mm-hmm.
is a 2-bedroom. It's 1,038 square feet, so it's 8 feet square feet less than yours, and it's sold for $15,000.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds kind of low to me. Does that sound kind of low to you?
All yes, it's sounding low to me, too, yes.
Yeah. What were you thinking that your house was worth?
Well, I did not have any idea. I didn't have any idea where to even put it. I know what the tax value is, and I know that there's a family that is in this area, or in the Stanley area, that has a lot of little property, and that's the Murphys, and they're trying to upgrade some of their little property, and I'm not really sure how much to ask for it.
Right. Well, a lot of the 2 bedrooms that we're buying
mm-hmm.
them for $10,000 or $15,000.
Yeah.
Well, right here's one. Well, I already told you about that one that sold for
$20,000.
Now, here's a 3-bedroom bath that sold for $35,000.
Yeah.
But it's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath. Nice-looking house.
Yes.
So far we've got $17,000,
$15,000,
$20,000, and
$35,000. And I would think somewhere in that neighborhood is how much I would want to sell for.
Yeah. Based on what you're telling me about the condition, now let me ask you this question. Does it have central heating and air?
Yes, it has a heat pump.
It has a heat pump. Well, that's a plus.
Yes, it is a plus.
Yeah. Based on what you're telling me, we've got 15, 17, 20, and 35. It's probably going to be around in the low to mid 20s, something like that.
Based
on what other houses are selling for, because we can't pay more than what people are buying in the area for.
Yeah, I understand.
Is that somewhere in the neighborhood of where you would be able to be for an all cash as is offer?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Let me run some numbers here right quick. Just to clarify, now you're having that water leak under the house fixed, right?
Hopefully he's gonna come tomorrow and fix it.
Okay, good.
Now, he knows that I am in adult daycare tomorrow, so
okay.
And I told him we ought to get under the underpinning and fix it.
Right. Okay. See here. All right. Let's see here. And you're right.
Got brand new
school, aren't you?
Yes, I am. It's got brand new carpet in it, and we pulled up the carpet in the living room. We pulled up all the carpet in the whole house, and we put down new carpet, and then we left the living room to where it's got hardwood floors in it, and we did a lot of the work ourselves as far as sanding it and that kind of stuff, but they have not completely been finished.
Wow, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, all right. And I'm guessing that, just to clarify, I'm guessing that the house is just in your name, right?
Yes, it is.
Is there anybody else that would want to be involved in you selling the house or be upset if you decided to sell it?
I need to talk to my brother-in-law because he's the one. He was the administrator of the will.
Uh-huh.
And I would need to talk to him. I talked to my sister the other day and told her what I was planning on doing, and she... And I said, and you need to talk to Leonard. And I don't think she ever got around to talking to Leonard because she's 74 and she's starting to have some issues with her age.
Right, right. So what you're saying is you want to get Leonard's input or you just want to let him know what you're doing?
Yes. Yes, I want to let him know what I'm doing.
Okay. Okay. Now, how soon were you wanting to sell? If we came to some sort of an agreement about how soon or how long of a closing would you want to set up? So, to give you time to move and whatnot.
I don't know. I guess a couple months. Is that too much?
It's entirely up to you. We could do 30 days, 45 days, 60 days, whatever you want to do.
Let's say 30 days.
30 days? Okay, 30 days. Okay. All right. And let's see. And you're there. You live there. Okay. Well, I tell you what. Based on what I'm seeing here, let me figure one more thing. Based on what I'm seeing, I told you somewhere between the low to mid 20s. I'm going to go ahead and give you the benefit of the doubt, and I think we're going to let's try to do 25 on it.
Yes, sir.
I believe I can do that.
Yes, sir.
What I'll do is I'll send out. I've got somebody that's going to be in your area. You said you're not going to be at home tomorrow, right?
No, I'll be adult daycare.
Okay. I could have somebody come over later this afternoon if you'd like for me to. And
well, I'm going to a funeral.
Oh, that's right. You're going to a funeral.
I'm going to Warlick's funeral home up in Lincolnton. He's had someone to pass.
Okay. All right. So when would you like for me to have somebody come out? And just go over the paperwork and get this started for you.
I would like to say not until Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Because Mondays and Fridays I'm in adult daycare, and then Tuesdays is the first day that I am back at home.
Okay.
All day long.
Okay. Okay. All right. So what we'll do is let's touch base on Tuesday morning, and I'll have somebody come out Tuesday. How about Tuesday around 11 o'clock?
That'll be fine. I'll be here.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make it for $25,000 cash.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And it'll be as is where he is. We'll have a 30-day close. And I'm going to I've got a local person, and they'll come out there, and they'll get the paperwork signed on Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Okay?
Okay, that'll be fine. Yes, I'll be here.
That sounds good. And that'll give you 30 days to be able to move somewhere. Do you know where you're going to be moving to, by the way?
No, I'm going to have to find a place.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you think 30 days will give you enough time?
If it doesn't. I'm not with these 45 or so.
Okay. Well, if it doesn't, we'll work with you and we'll extend it for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
If we need to, we'll be glad to do that, all right?
Okay. Okay.
All right. That sounds good. I'll have somebody out Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Now, do you have a pen handy so you can write down my name and number in case something comes up?
Yes, I do. Okay, what's your name?
My name is Larry.
Uh-huh.
Goins, G-O-I-N-S.
G-O-I-N-S, okay.
And the name of the company is Neighborhood Housing.
I've got that, okay.
All right, that sounds good.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to seeing you on Tuesday.
Tuesday at 11 o'clock. We'll see you then.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.